So school is back in session for a lot of people. Now, the further east and north you go, the later school starts because of the weather. So they don't get in there till like after Labor Day. But most of the south and southwest and southeast already back at school. And Emma Kelly is Kelly Raspberry's four-year-old daughter. Four.
She'll be five in October.
Wow.
So she's in 4K.
Yeah. And her first day is today.
Yeah, she has a half day today.
Okay. But it will be a full day from here on,
from
right?
From here on out. She had the option, you know, she was saying, I'm scared, I don't want to go. And then yesterday they said, well, she has the option of going a half day on Friday, too. And she's like, no, I want to go a full day. So, she's, you know, she puts on to make you think there's all this drama to make me feel guilty as a mother.
Sure.
She knows what she's doing.
Does she want to go the full day before or after you told her the bad news?
Well, she was going the full day anyway. I mean,
how's she doing in gymnastics?
First class is next week.
You were breaking my heart in your blog telling me that Emma Kelly is the clumsiest child ever.
She is.
That she just falls down without any forward momentum at all.
She will just be standing there, and you'll be talking to her, and she will hit the ground. I'm like, what happened? How does that physically happen?
Is she surprised by it?
She didn't know. It's just part of her routine. She's covered in bruises. She was walking.
I mean, but 4 years old and over 6 feet tall, Kelly. Come on.
She was walking. She took one step yesterday, and boom, face planted. I'm like, how does this happen? I don't know. But anyway.
Now her daddy is a martial arts instructor. Can he teach balance and grace and all that kind of stuff?
Karate helps with that, and I'm hoping gymnastics does, too.
Yeah.
But I went to this place where I was going to sign her up, and I said, no balance beams, no uneven parallel bars, nothing.
I was just going to say, if you have a kid that falls down while standing on the floor, you really want to put him on the uneven parallel bars?
Yeah, right.
That is not for a while. We're not training an Olympian yet.
Right.
I just wanted to, I just wanted to learn how to walk across a room.
Walking school.
Send her to walking school.
Man, she just... the coordination thing. It'll come.
It will.
It'll come.
Yeah.
But yeah, so as soon as I sign her up from gymnastics, I don't want to go. She just.
Yeah. She's you.
She's me.
Yeah.
A brat. And we're sitting there in Target. And we're going, she's just being annoying at this point. And there's always somebody standing by when she's at the height because she has an audience.
Yeah.
So she starts telling me, you're the worst mother ever.
She says that in front of other people.
Because I won't let her open all those loud, obnoxious, do you love me, greeting cards.
I love that she's done
enough research to know that you're the worst mother ever.
Yeah. I want a stepmother. So she's telling me in front of this woman.
Oh my God.
Dang.
This is from a child whose first word was,
I adore her.
How does she even know how to say things like that? I want a stepmother.
She wants a stepmother because her brother and sister have a stepmother, me.
Yeah,
So she's been saying lately, I want a stepmother. And she's like, I want you to get married so I can have a stepdaddy, you know, stepfather. She's into that right now. But anyway, told her that's not happening because mommy's just too funny. But anyway, so I'm going to show this person who's eavesdropping on my child being horrible to me that I'm going to teach my child a lesson.
Uh-huh.
So are you going to spank her?
I say, what? That is not going to be tolerated, and the hubba bubba is going back.
Oh, my.
I told her she could not have the hubba bubba bubble gum.
Them fighting white trash mom words.
And she's like, that makes it bubble gum. And she starts getting even more out of control. I was like, I am leaving now. I'm going to check out. I don't care. If you stand here and pitch a fit, that's fine, but I'm leaving. So I go around the corner in my big shopping cart, and she comes running along screaming and crying, and she grabs the side of the cart, and I hear crunch. I took the whole shopping cart, went over her foot.
Oh, boy.
But it wasn't just one of those little tiny shopping carts. Yeah. It's the one that has the child seat attached to it, so it weighs
about 80
ton.
Pounds.
And with Kelly and Target, you know how much stuff she has in that basket.
And
she's
just
coupon day.
Sandbags.
Immediate flood of tears, and I'm holding her. I'm like, I just
worst
broke her foot.
Worst mom ever.
I just broke her foot.
You're bad.
And then I'm like, you can keep the hubba bubba. It's what'll make you better. She'll say, I want some cheese puffs. Okay, we'll get you some cheese puffs.
Cheese
I'm like, whatever.
I want to ride home in a stagecoach.
It's awful. And then she told me after all that, I'm sorry I embarrassed you, mommy. Wasn't that sweet?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sorry, mommy.
Okay.
And it's all good.
So Emma Kelly has to learn the bad news that A, none of your friends are going to be in your class on Mother's Day, and B, you don't even get the teacher you love.
Well, the teacher she loves is last year's teacher, so she can't have the same teacher. So it's nothing against her current teacher.
Right. Okay, Kelly.
I don't want that put out there.
That's not what you were saying back by the cubicle.
Uh-huh.
You said, if I had to compare this year's teacher with last year, this year's teacher sucks.
I did not say that at all. There's a little girl she was best friends with. There's a little boy she's in love with. There's a new neighbor in the neighborhood we just met.
And none of those are in her class.
She's got a 1 out of 3 chance of getting one of these kids.
Not in that fancy private school.
No way.
Not one of them. So I made a fool of myself and went up to the office and asked if Emma Kelly could, you know, move to a class.
Yeah.
And the woman basically told me they had prayed over all the students, and this is where God decided Emma Kelly should be.
But you know better than God.
You couldn't argue with that.
And then prayed for me that I could get over it.
Yeah. Wow, we should do
awesome.
That. That's a new bit. It's pray for the get over it lines.
Oh.
All right, here's Emma Kelly finding out. No teacher, not the right teacher, and not the right kids.
So what were we just talking about?
School, and it's 3 more days. I'm so excited.
You are so excited.
Oh, it's crazy.
I'm so excited.
Now, I have something to tell you. Pre-K this year, you're going to have a whole bunch of new friends that have never been to your school before.
Hi.
And so you're going to have to show them how everything works there, right?
Yes.
Now, you know, there's going to be more than one 4K class. And, you know, your best friend Addison, she's only going to be going half days still.
Why?
Because she's not going to go full days yet.
Am I going to go full days?
Yeah.
But she's not?
No.
Why?
Because her mommy and her daddy decided that she can still go half days.
So they love their child and want to see
That's
her more.
They want her at home.
Yeah, they want
That's
her at home where her parents are.
Mm-hmm.
Where she could be shrouded in love.
Exactly.
So you know what that means?
What?
She's going to be in a different class.
Why?
Because she's going to be going to a different days than you.
It's not fair.
I know. Stuff's not fair all the time. Now, there's something else I needed to tell you.
I know what that is.
What?
I gotta be nice to Addison.
Yeah, you gotta be nice to Addison when you see her, but that's not it. You know Tyler?
Yeah, he's my boyfriend.
He's your boyfriend? I don't think he's gonna be in the same class as you either. I think he's gonna be in a different class.
No, why?
Because they put the kids in different classes this year, and they mixed them up a little bit, so you can...
All of them?
Well, you'll have some of the same kids. Some of them will be the same.
Like Sutton?
I think Sutton is in your class. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So you don't mind too much if Tyler's not in your class?
I do mind.
Are you just saying that to make me feel bad?
No, I want Tyler to be in the same class as me.
I know. But you know what? You'll probably see him on the playground and stuff.
Do you think Addison?
I kind of know that Addison's not in your class.
But she was in 3K.
I know, but she's not in 4K.
And in kindergarten?
Maybe. Maybe you'll be back in the same class next year. Is that okay?
Okay.
So you're handling this really well. I'm very proud of you. Thanks for being so cool.
You're welcome. Goodbye. I love you, Big Al.
Anybody
else? I love you,
too,
baby.
I love you, Jesse. I love you, Kinsey. I love, Jenna. I love,
Hello.
Who else you were? Shannon. I love,
Hello.
Who gives me the ducky candy?
Carolyn.
Hello. I love you, Carolyn.
Hello.
There's one person you're leaving out.
Robert.
Yeah.
Robert.
No.
White cheddar.
There's one really important person you're leaving out.
Paycheck. Mommy.
Well,
Mommy.
Me. Yeah,
Mommy.
That's great. Yeah. There's one more person I work with you're leaving
bit.
Out.
I'm done with this.
Who?
I'm done with this
Who
bit.
Do I work for?
I'm done with that kid.
Kid.
Yeah.
I love you, kid.
No,
I
you
love
don't.
You, Mommy.
I'm an afterthought.
Thank you. Thanks for throwing that in there.
Oh, and I love you, Robert.
You already said no.
Oh.
Robert got two.
Man, she wants some cute? White cheddar.
Yeah.
So she was
Isn't
totally fine with all this bad news, but then with
Completely
the TV on,
fine.
With the TV on later, she, of course, you know, she heard this.
Steve Jobs is stepping down as CEO of Apple.
And Emma Kelly went nuts. I mean, she couldn't stand it.
No.
She has a lot of stock.
Inconsolable.
Yeah.
I thought you handled that really well, Kelly.
She handled it well. I was just shocked.
I'm
especially
learning.
After I went to all that trouble going up there.
I'm learning from watching you with her how to deal with you.
How?
The way you deal with her.
Talk to me gently.
Yeah. Yeah. Come up with other alternatives. So
Buy
you don't.
Cheese puffs and hubba bubba.
Yeah. I mean, so you don't think that Jenna's replacing you. I like throw stuff out like.
Oh my God,
Kelly,
kid.
You're awesome. Right?
Yeah, thanks for planning that.
Had
Steve.
To throw that in there, didn't you, dog?
Gosh, now she's. Well, hopefully I'll just get a set of luggage. Kelly, I have running luggage.
That's what
so
I got.
For Christmas, go ahead. I won't be offended.